love is for the weak, I'ma love you for the week. Then dash out, bust on a cutout. Straight to the trap till everything sold out. Bro, I'm still fighting to get a yard to drop out. Money and tidy, kinda love is what I need. And baby, hold my grab, cause my mom teeth will bug out. Baba just hops out, he don't speak much. If it ain't peace, I ain't got nothing to offer. MC, I'm back. And my girls, MC, I'm in the bin bag. For the zest of the pen, got old dad, yeah. Put you in the yard if you act right. Yeah, I'm only sorry when I get caught. I take risks, now I'll be the risk. Next day, I'll be out doing the same shit. Next day, I'll be out doing the same shit.
This
is a broadcast. We are back like we never left with my boy Kwame Onwuachi Odegaard. It's you, sexy bastard. A boomerang. Come out.
Oh man, this is going to be the best month of my life. I just feel it. I feel this is going to be the best month of my life. And I feel you're going to, and it's going to start with Liverpool working Liverpool's ass tomorrow. I just feel it.
Yo, bro.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me yet?
Right now, I can hear you.
Just a little bit. How do you tell people to?
You can't cut it. You.
I did cut it. It's continuing. I'll make it. I'm still like want to
hear.
Your internet is still not good.
You can't hear me well.
Now I'm hearing you well. Ebu speak.
1-2 mic check. 1-2 Shafiweru come out.
We are there. You don't miss.
I'm here.
You don't miss.
First of all, we want to apologize to our followers, man. We were trying to follow Shafiweru on some big contract deal. Just that we couldn't reach his 600,000 per month.
Everything here, we just have to blame Mark Borussia. Mark Borussia told us that you guys are joking. You need a vacation. And then we went for holiday. And then after a week, we come back and Mark Borussia says, you guys need a meeting. Then we start planning that meeting. Then that motherfucker goes for holiday. Men deserve nothing. Men deserve nothing. Also, women deserve everything, and men deserve nothing. Men are bastards.
Oh my God, man, one of men.
What? Baba. Anyway, welcome to the broadcast. My name is Donald Busy, alongside your boy, your home owner, the guy with the sexy girlfriend, the light skinned bitch. By the way, bro, I just want to say it live that he is doing you a favor, and you know it. You can't score that chile on your average day, on a normal day. That chile is... I can't believe it, bro. I've known you 17 years. You can't get that. You can't get it. Something is wrong, and you know it. Something is wrong. Today is the vibe show, because today is Friday.
It's a Friday. It's called Good Friday.
We don't give a damn about this Christian bullshit. Like, cut them off. They wanted this guy. Can't do this anymore. Can't fucking do this. Bro, we don't have a fucking show plan. We don't have anything. We just have vibes.
We don't just have vibes. We only have. But we'll make the show plan from next week. You know, of late I've started trying to bypass us. Yeah, just so some schoolmates of mine have started making their own podcast.
Bro, there are many podcasts. Like podcasts in Bekwamingi Kushina Wadwaraskiza podcast. I swear. Like everyone has a podcast. If you don't have a podcast, Nika, Instagram. If you don't have a podcast, what are you doing in your life?
What are you doing in your life? No purpose. No passion.
No aggression. No fucking mindset. Why don't you have a podcast? You go out and start making noise with your phone. You will make money. Ask me. I am a rich bastard. Ask me.
Oh my God.
What has happened in football? What has happened in football? When we
Timo
Werner,
let's start with Timo Werner.
Bro,
what a player.
What a player.
He's the most consistent inconsistency in the history of consistency ever.
What's wrong with Werner, man? Even Martial is not that way. Martial at least shoots. He shoots on target. Timo Werner. You know the nigga has 13 GA in 28 appearances in the Prem, and I'm like, Tonatoaka is in my GA wap. This nigga is so disgusting.
Yes, 13 GA.
Yes, 13 GA in 28 appearances. And 5 GA in 8 appearances in the Champions League.
Damn!
What a bastard. What a stat. As in, Werner is just scoring underground like the way people are reaching your women's in Nairobi. That's how Werner is just that party goals. No one is seeing him scoring, but he has them. I was shocked.
You know, that is great. Like Ronaldo shit level.
13
GA. Yeah, great.
Why are you? Arsenal motherfuckers are used to mediocrity. When you have never met Bruno? You don't know Bruno? How is 13 GA great? Are you mad?
Bruno is so good. Bruno, I saw Bruno, he has the most goals. As in, since Ole came to, I saw some stats since Ole came to Manu. Rashford has like 40. Yeah. Then Bruno is following there closely. And Rashford, I don't think Rashford has played like a whole season before Bruno.
That nigga don't miss. There are people who miss, but it's not Bruno, my lovely boy Fernandez. You lovely Portuguese, but you guys don't know
how much does Bruno have 36 goals? 36 goals?
You don't know how much I love Bruno. You guys don't know how much I love Bruno.
You
just you don't know how much I love Bruno.
No, you guys don't know how much I love Odegaard. Yeah, nobody knows how I love Odegaard. No good.
But the bad thing is, Odegaard is using your club as a training facility. He's going back to Real.
A stepping stone.
Even not, even not better than you. Shit, I'm sorry.
Well, like, all Odegaard knows is the best player. Like Pepe. You know, Pepe still believes he's the best player at Arsenal.
Nani, Pepe. Pepe's good, like he's better than those niggas for sure. He's good.
Yeah, as in, you can even tell he plays what he tries on the pitch. As in, he just gets a shot from 30 yards out and then he smiles and it's way fucking off target. Then he smiles like.
When you see Odegaard playing with other Arsenal midfielders, you just know, bro. Yeah, these guys are not the same.
No, but Nani is on his wavelength and above.
Nani.
Partey.
You know Partey is a low key flop. You know that?
No, Partey. No chance.
Partey is a low key flop.
No chance.
Partey is a low key flop, I swear. Partey is a. What has Partey done to you that is so beautiful this season? Just tell me one thing. You know, even Van der Beek has a goal and an assist. And you see Damida Ball and Mason Gunman scored a fucking beautiful goal.
Saying it's like saying because Busquets doesn't score goals is a lucky flop. Are you serious?
See, you look at your league position, you bastard. See, if he's supposed to sort you out.
But again,
Barcelona are fucking second, bro. You guys are like number 10. What the hell is wrong with you?
January.
No, you're number 9. And you're saying Partey has helped you sort out your issues.
Bro, since Partey came in, we are third in the league. Since Partey came in. we are fucking third in the league.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
between Partey and McTominay goals, who is better this season?
Partey, obviously.
You bastard! You fucking bastard!
I'm telling you, since you fixed the problem about creating chances, to listen. Since we fucking fixed the attacking midfielder problem with Rowe, since that.
When did Partey join Arsenal? When did Partey join Arsenal?
Deadline.
When did Thomas Partey come to Arsenal?
Deadline day.
Deadline day. Partey didn't come in January. What the hell is wrong with you? Partey played against us in November. You can't remember?
Are you crazy?
Huh? Partey didn't come in January. Are you mad? You don't even know your club.
Thomas Partey came in January.
Partey didn't come in January. You don't remember when you beat us 1-0? Partey was in that game. And that was in November. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You don't even know when your players came to your club. And you want to argue here that Partey is better than Scott McTominay goals. Scott McTominay goals, a Scottish centre-back, right-back, left-back, central midfielder and striker. You think Thomas Partey can match those levels? Are you mad? Are you mad?
Yeah. In last summer, he came in summer.
And you don't even know, and you're saying that this party joined us for number 3. Are you mad? Are you fucking...
To listen, he had injury.
Party was there, party, I'm telling you, party is a low-key flop, and you know it. You just don't want to accept it.
No, he's not low-key
flop. The way I have accepted...
Me, I see what party does in my team. I see what party does in my team, and it...
Yeah.
The presence is... As in, we have been lacking it for so many years. I'm telling you, we are going to be unbeatable next season. It will be so hard to play against that season if we get Odegaard. If we get Odegaard for the summer, it will be so hard to beat us.
It will be so
difficult.
You already have Odegaard.
I'm telling you, listen.
Even though you are not...
Right now, we are unbeatable.
You are unbeatable.
Yeah.
You niggas...
It's very hard to play against
us. The other day to Olympia, because of what was it? I know you went through the shit.
That game, I told you it was Aubameyang. It was Aubameyang who refused to. Is the Aubameyang's disaster class for what made us lose that game?
How long have you been watching football?
Do you know how many?
How long have you been watching football?
I don't know. How long?
Like, let's put it at 6 years, okay?
Mm.
How is a football match won?
By goal.
Thank you. Next thing we are going to discuss is they
miss the chances. You didn't watch the game and you're coming here to speak. I don't know what you are doing with the
game. Bro, have you ever seen anywhere in any tempo written chances created when they are giving people the Premier League title? Have you ever seen people winning games by chances created? Take your fucking chances. Maybe that's how it was meant to be. You know those Mourinho games that he just goes to defend. So you guys are just creating chances, like Sevilla. That's how Sevilla won the Europa League. Those guys were not playing. Two counter-attacks, they finish you. But Ukonyuma, Diego Carlos is just throwing himself at the ball. You guys are hitting the post. That's how they won the Europa League, I swear. And that's the same thing you're trying to tell me.
We didn't play badly against Olympiacos. We didn't play badly.
Even us, we didn't play badly against Sevilla.
If Aubameyang would have got the chances, we would have won the game.
That's why you didn't win the game. Don't give me that XG shit here, you bastard.
XG!
This is part of the game we are third in the league. Are you mad? Why do you wake up and say stupid things in front of your... What is wrong with you?
Listen, but since December 23rd, we are third in the league. No, as you know, we are on a hot streak of form since December. We are like top 4 teams in the Premier League. Since that time.
And for some reason, you are still
down. Because you are fucking on relegation zone.
Wow. Bro, the problem is, and I have told you.
I'm telling you, we are better than Manchester United. We are better than Manchester United.
I have no problem with that. You guys just be better than us.
At the moment, and we'll win the Europa League.
No problem. You go and do your, go and express yourself.
I'm not expressing myself. This is a fact.
It's very hard to convince you that your club is shit.
Not shit.
It's very hard to convince you that your club is shit because for some reason you don't know numbers. You don't know that 2 is greater than 10. You don't know that. You don't know that 9-0 is greater than. You don't know maths.
So you bet you, bro.
It's so hard to convince you.
This one, I'm
not Banlili to be your Sibanlili wa pig. That's your reasoning. Sibanlili wa pig. Sibanlili wa pig.
That's in your Sibanlili is better than us, but that's better than you.
So Banlili is better than you, and us, we beat Banlili, who apparently are better than you. What you don't know how to think,
you and us, you are better than you.
Yeah, listen, stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your good time. Because that is where you go wrong. That is where you can't say come for fuck's sake.
Listen. What annoys me is you don't watch Arsenal matches and you're so critical about my team. It really annoys me. You don't fucking watch the match. You're saying that Partey is a flop and you don't even fucking watch him.
See, I just look at the numbers.
So you can look at the numbers. That's the best one. The numbers.
You're playing football.
Partey's work is not to score fucking goals. He's not supposed.
What is Partey's work?
Supposed to recover the ball.
What is Partey's work? To recover the ball. Is he better at that work than?
Senior.
Does he do it better than Fred?
Even McQueen and Partey in the same breath.
You are a madman. You are a sick person. You deserve to die. You man, same was up. You don't deserve anything. You are so stupid. What the hell are you saying?
What the hell are you saying? How do you?
You look so much. What the numbers? I have okay.
What? You good?
Let me open it. We can't do this thing every day. I'm telling you things, but you party. Look, I'm using your website. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you, for fuck's sake? Why do you?
The person who plays more minutes per game mm-hmm. have a higher chance of getting more defensive contributions than the one who plays less minutes per game.
You're particular about defensive.
Yes, that's the only thing that I'm into our party.
You are a shameless man. You are a very shameless person. You don't know football. It is showing. It is continuing to show. You are a twerker. That is what is going to hurt you. I have heard Yano tell you this. People keep telling you this. Now listen to me. And every Arsenal fan should listen to this. Your club is shit and it's probably the worst it has ever been. You guys stop being used to mediocrity. You are fucking... You won the league unbeaten. You are fucking Arsenal. How the hell do you accept being ninth and defending Partey all day? The only good player that is in your club right now does not even belong to you. He's a Real Madrid player and you know it. Why the hell are you keeping...
Our best player is Lacazette. I won't even argue with you that.
Let's continue with the show.
How do you argue with that?
Let's continue with the show. You've wasted our... Today we had a time for vibes and we took our time just to make noise about fucking Thomas Partey being a flop.
Because Thomas Partey is not a flop. I don't understand why you're saying he's a flop.
Thomas Partey is not a flop. Let's move
on.
Yeah,
thank you.
Let's move on.
Thank you.
Skip Bayless.
Thank you.
Let's move on. Skip Bayless. Thomas Partey is not a flop.
He's
not a flop.
Never be.
Never. Will never be a flop.
Can never be Pogba. The best CDM in the Premier League. Yes, you've heard it from me.
The best CDM in the world.
No, in the Premier League.
In the world, in the next year will be the best in the world.
No, I don't think he can bypass people like Busquets or Casemiro.
Now you're trying to come with a little bit of honesty after being very shameless. It's not working. Thomas Partey does not know this football thing. He's not.
Bro, have you watched Thomas Partey, bro?
Partey is not the player you think he is.
That guy is what I think he is. He is every single bit. every single bit of what he is. Just watch Arsenal's game versus Liverpool tomorrow, then you come out. Just come out tomorrow after Liverpool's game. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you how Thiago is going to go back into that fucking the air shuttle and go back to that fucking country of his.
So you know, God loves me in this thing. No. Potter will just score an own goal for no reason.
No way.
But you remember that day you were telling me bullshit about Aboumeya? Then he goes and scores a sexy own goal.
But Aboumeya already left his bandwagon kitambo sana. No longer with Aboumeya.
I'm telling you, bro, stop twerking for your.
I've never twerked for Aboumeya.
Me, I don't twerk for Rashford.
Because he's not a good player. He's a average player.
I only talk for two people in my club. I don't even talk for Pogba anymore.
Pogba is not a good player.
I don't even talk for Maguire, the best centre back in the
world. Maguire is not even a good player. Because they're not good players.
See, they're better than your players and you know it.
No way.
Maguire is better than all your defenders. Maguire's readiness is like top two defenders in the Premier League.
How?
You know it.
How?
You just want to start an agenda.
Maguire is good? And all the fucking time, and every fucking time you guys are bottled, everything that you're bottled is because of Maguire, and you know it.
We didn't bottle
anything you're bottled is because Maguire is the main center part of it, and you know it.
That does not make him a bad
center back. That makes him a very bad center back. If you're not a big game player, you can't be a good player.
Even Bruno is there when you're bottling things.
I don't rate Bruno anymore.
Who gives a fuck? Indio,
thank you.
It's Bruno, bro. It's Bruno. Nobody gives a fuck when you don't rate Bruno. We give a fuck when you don't rate KDB. Who gives a fuck when you don't rate Bruno? Bruno will just score his penalties and you guys will cry.
I don't cry. I won't cry.
Listen, Mabena, listen.
I won't cry.
We don't give a fuck. Listen. I want to tell this to everyone. No Manchester United fan in the whole world gives a fuck if you don't rate Bruno. Because Bruno will do what he does and you guys will cry and we will not give a fuck.
Now the good thing is when he stops doing what he does. And that's when it will start to hurt. And I know it's nearing. The end is near. Bruno is in the form of his life. He can't maintain that form. Who is he? He's not Messi.
He will cry. I'm telling you. If there's a nigga who doesn't miss, it is Bruno.
It's okay. But I'm sure he can't.
You're going to
the
cry.
XG says he can't maintain that fucking form.
How many times have you jumped on and off the Bruno bandwagon? How many times?
I've never jumped into Bruno's bandwagon.
There was a time when the Bruno bandwagon and you know.
There's no way.
You've been in the Bruno.
Only put him on my fantasy.
The Bruno bandwagon. You've been in the Bruno bandwagon and you told me. You think I can't look for? I have it. Even you told me this. You've been in there and you've jumped off. It's because not that Bruno is a bad player. You just hate his guts, and that's what we love. Bruno is the player you don't want to be not on your team. Like Bruno, if he's playing against you, he's just not good because he's a bastard. He's a lovely man. He's a sexy Portuguese bastard. He is the best thing that happened to me. Life because women don't deserve anything.
And now there's something new in the Premier League, and you know who it is. And his name starts with an O.
The XG philosopher.
And his name starts with an O. And you know it. It's coming from Bruno's neck. And you know it. I know you have a shade of fear. And I can smell it.
Odegaard, I'm not fearing shit. Odegaard is a really good player. I rate him so highly. I've watched him. I watched him on social dad. I watched that game against West Ham. I was so happy. He's a really good player. But he's not even close to my boy.
He's way past your boy, bro. This guy doesn't fucking...
He's not even close. You know,
Odegaard doesn't fucking guess football like Bruno.
Bruno doesn't
guess football.
Bruno makes those risky passes.
He guesses football. As in, all his passes are like... Zero, as in they have like less than 10 probability he's going to make it.
But he still has the most assists. So I'm wondering, why are those people who are not guessing making
it? Have you ever seen Bruno's assists?
Why are people...
Have you ever seen Bruno's assists?
Yeah, the last Bruno assist I saw was that one against Milan that he gave Ahmad. And I really don't think, apart from Pogba, if there is any other player in this world who can play that pass. I don't really... There's only one else. Maybe Modric.
There's only one player who can make any pass in this world.
And Prime Messi.
Not even Prime Messi. Football Messi. Not Messi, the best playmaker ever in football history.
Messi is always prime, bro. There's no normal,
there's no normal Messi.
There's no normal Messi. There's never normal Messi, bro. There's normal Ronaldo when he had two goals. Messi when he starts is not stopping.
Let's not talk about Messi. Yeah, I think we might lose fans because we talk about Messi.
We're big Messi workers, man. I have to start talking for Ronaldo.
No, me can't talk for that guy. That guy doesn't know football. But that's a story for another day. Let's.
It doesn't make sense to you how.
No, but we're in the show, man. This is what you're supposed to be doing, man. Come on, surely.
They love me. Come on. Women are trash. Who do you want to love me? I have to love
you. I'm just saying, let's just take, as if you take 10 minutes and we do this prediction show, it won't change anything.
Premier League. Now I'll take another 2 hours editing this shit. Okay, Chelsea, what's good? I don't want to talk about it. They are surprising me in some weird ways.
As in, you can't, you have to stop this agenda against Chelsea, man.
I don't have an agenda against
Chelsea. Yo,
have just, the greatest. I'm just shocked that how the fuck could Frank not do this? When how bad is Frank? These are the same exact players. These are the. Rudiger was there. Kante was there. Even Harvard has been playing football. I can't believe it. That's why I'm not talking about Chelsea. But this looks like a 2-0 routine win.
Yeah, the thing about what annoys you about Chelsea, not like you can say that they're playing the football of their lives. You can't really say that. But they're doing it. It really annoys me. It really annoys me. It really annoys me. It really gets on my nerves. I fuck.
Where the fuck
as in, you can't be winning games and you're not really good. As in, that's not fair. It's not supposed to work like that.
Leeds versus Sheffield. What are you going?
Leeds. Obviously. Bamford. Bamford and Paulinho. Rafinha guy.
Yeah, this guy. But then Sheffield have changed guard, so like I'm going Leeds also, and I'm going Leeds to keep a clean sheet, so I'm going Leeds 2-0.
I'm going Leeds, yeah, 2-0, yeah.
Leicester, Man City.
This looks like a 3-0, Man City.
For City.
Mm.
Geleti Henacho, hat-trick. Jamie Vardy has to score that regular.
As in Geleti.
It's going to be 4-1.
Geleti Henacho and Jota. I like those players who, if they start getting hot, they never stop. As if they start scoring goals, they just go on a long scoring streak. And if they stop scoring goals, they just go on another long and scoring streak. I don't know what's wrong with those type of players.
I'm going for Leicester, and I'm so serious about it. It's not even that
I'm
Madrid, but I'm serious that Leicester is going Leicester 4-1.
I'm going to 3-0.
Okay, Arsenal, Liverpool.
2-1.
2-1 Arsenal. Mm. Liverpool are away. I'm going to need Liverpool.
They never beat us in the Emirates. Just,
I don't know.
Just,
I don't just, care.
Just know that.
I'm going to need.
Just know. I'm just telling you. Mm. Even last season we beat them in our in their best form. I don't know. We pulled it off, but we did it.
I don't count those wins after COVID.
I know
the league ended in February, man. And Liverpool had already won the league.
Man, don't care. I mean, you still bet them, man. And they had their best starting 11 that time.
Southampton, Burnley.
Southampton. No, I think Burnley, man. What a draw.
Yeah, it looks like a draw. Looks like a low scoring draw, like 1-1 or 0-0 or something.
Then Tottenham.
Newcastle, Tottenham. I'm going Newcastle 2-1.
No, I'm not going Tottenham. 4-1.
Yeah. I'm going Newcastle 2-1 because they are sticking with Bruce, and this is what Bruce does. He beats Mourinho. That is what he does.
But then Newcastle has a good team. I don't know why they're this bad.
Mm-hmm. They're not that bad.
They have like Ryan Fraser. They have like Maximi.
Joseph Willock.
They have like, what is he called? This guy. Almiron.
They have St. Maximin.
They have the best player in the league. St. Maximin. They have the best player in the league. Oh, fuck these guys, man.
Aston Villa, Fulham.
Just Aston Villa win, man. Martinez masterclass.
bro, Villa are really dipping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But Fulham are good. Fuck.
Fulham are good, man. Fulham are good, and Villa are man's are deep in form. Like,
and Greece is not there.
The way when the league was starting, they were beating Arsenal like routine. like they were beating Arsenal like it's not even Arsenal.
That's what it's better, man. Fuck. I ever watched a game and almost cried. You're just like, damn, we're bad. We're the worst team.
So I'm going Fulham 2-1.
I'm going like a draw.
I'm a 1-0 because Villa don't concede much. They have really good centre backs.
Not it's their keeper, bro. Not good centre backs.
But also have good centre backs. Konsa and Mensa.
Yeah, but also it's their keeper who gets them over the top. As in, if
they don't concede those goals they're supposed to concede. Those crazy. And a finesse, but Alavo Martinez, you sexy bastard, is just there jumping
like Glenn David. As in Martinez is so shameless. As in, I don't know if he's a shameless keeper like that. He conceded the two most useless goals against Lingard. And he just gave Lingard two goals to have like, how many GA does Lingard have? He has like 4 goals and 2 assists.
What 4 goals? 5 goals and 3 assists. You don't know my boy Jesse is not joking.
That guy scored when Lingard scored against Arsenal against that West Ham match. What? I just said I'm not watching this game anymore. I'm not watching this game.
It was a win for that game shouldn't have ended in a draw. It was like a win for us, man. You fans.
You almost won that match. Maybe just
but let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that game. Man United Brighton.
Yeah, I'm going Bruno masterclass, man. I think it's been a long time since we had one.
Been a long time. I'm going like 5-0. Bruno Cavani, Martial.
I mean, like a Bruno, 2 goals, 2 GA, 4 GA, 2 goals, 2 assists.
4 GA, 2 goals, 2 assists. Yeah, it looks like it. And this is the exact team. That
yeah, this is the kind of the match which Bruno likes, and he likes it so much.
Bruno, when you give him Arsenal 2 GA. Give him Chelsea 0 GA. Partia Bruno Brighton. Brighton and Everton. Bruno's bitches. Speaking of Everton, Everton versus
Palace. These both of these teams are just fraudulent. I don't know. I think but I think Nani can do it. The CL can.
Yeah, I think I give it like 2-0 Everton or 1-0 Everton. That's good. Wolves versus Messi Lingard.
Messi Lingard. I think this is an Antonio Suchek. Lingard, MSN,
MSN.
MSN-esque, the flying MSNs, the aerial MSN.
I'm going 1-1. I'm going a draw. I'm going 1-1.
No.
And West Ham will definitely be scored by Messi.
But West Ham is so good.
They're good, but Wolves are clutch team.
The only problem is that. If you have to beat Arsenal, you have to have go like 5 goals at halftime. That's what. if you don't reach the 5 goals mark, just count yourself out. You're not winning that match. If Odegaard is on the pitch, you have to score 5 goals at halftime.
By halftime. Yeah, I wasn't that old, man. This has been the first time. My name is Donald. We'll see you next time and tell us where we have
a opening here, man.
At the studio. Go and contact our HR director, Mr. Mark Murasha. He will give you a new job.
And then at HR Peru, we pay in Tanzanian. In Turkish. Turkish
shillings.
Tanzanian cash money. Turkish.
We pay in Tish.
You can refuse that offer. Who are you to refuse? Who are you to refuse that offer? Who are you?
I'm fully money, bro.
Or if he doesn't like the deal, we can also pay him in Zimbabwean dollars. Zimbabwean dollars. Zish. I think Zish can do it.
We can buy Zish. 5 million. I remember when I was in Raima, guys were saying that you're going to buy
in
Zimbabwe. You're going 5 million.
Fuck, man. Those Zish banters were. They didn't miss. I just wanted to go and buy a house. He comes with a lorry with a lot of money and he pours them there. He pours them. Instead of pouring sand, they're pouring money. Huh?
Yeah,
see, man. Next time.
Still on the strip with my singlet. Drop a man like Kate Winslet. If you're paying back, I need interest. If you're paying back, I need interest. Me and you can never be the same. Been stubborn from early. No loss in second way. Now short food, that's tertiary. Right as I did it on the law. I paid to see you go. We paved the way to know.
I was riding down an 8 bar, breaking down a 9 bar. I can see the signs, I'm a boy like Pablo Aymar. If you can't keep up, then you need to sign off. Sip with no sign, it's a label trying to